Williams reveals more secret life. With Richard Caldicott, Josephine Hewson, Aubrey Woods, Caroline Blatherston, Leslie Heritage, and John Hollis in the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. And here's the man with the revelations, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
Nice to see you all, thank you so much. Well, have you ever gone down the wrong one by mistake? I have. Isn't it embarrassing? I saw things I never dreamed existed. I'm referring, of course, to these new two-tier cinemas that are springing up everywhere. You know, upstairs Mickey Mouse and downstairs sex films. Well, feeling as I sometimes do, like a spot of Mickey Mouse, you see, I smacked down the money. But after a few minutes, I realized I wasn't watching Mickey's birthday party at all. No, it was Nicholas News of Never Knocking. I was so disgusted. After the third time round, I walked out. Not trapping any more of that. Films weren't like that when I was a boy. Oh, the ones I love were those gangster films, which is a coincidence because today's Gory Tale deals with that very subject and begins in my little flat on the morn of St. Valentine's Day.
Is your bladder rather weak? Is your...
Kenny!
Yes?
Postman Bean!
Oh!
Look at all these letters!
Not unexpected, ma'am. It's St. Valentine's Day. As the sex idol of millions of frustrated women, I must expect my due share of homage.
Yes.
Homage.
Well, you must. Now, open up your letters and let me see what you've got.
You are nosy. Right, where shall I start?
That one there looks promising.
Local postmark. I wonder who it's from.
I wonder.
Either written on a freezing cold day or the writer would quiver him with passion.
Is it perfume?
Yeah, I think the postman had chippers for breakfast. Ooh. Let's open it. Oh, a valentine.
What does it say?
From an unknown admirer. I love you, dear, when you are near. I cry when we're apart. And to remind you of my love, I send this bleeding heart. Bleeding heart? Someone must be from the butcher. Yes, he's awfully sweet.
It's not from the butcher, Kenny.
Well, where is
it? It's from someone very close.
What do you mean?
Someone bursting with unrequited love.
No, no.
But too timid to voice her thoughts straight to your face.
You don't mean...
Yes, I do, Kenny.
I never realized Miss Gibbs was so shy. I thought she brought everything out into the open.
Yeah, like when she's wearing those low-cut dresses, you know.
Rude. Not a girl of ballet, not a girl of ballet.
That card never came from Miss Gibbs, Kenny.
How do you know, clever draws?
Oh, well, I just know, that's all. I mean, you don't think she bothered to send you a card?
Why not? I sent her one, anonymously, of course. I said, I love the way you do your hair. I love the way you talk. So please accept this valentine from me with a funny walk.
Kenny, why do you pursue this fruitless mission?
It's not foolish. You bring
it will never give you an outlet for your desires.
You don't reckon?
It's like putting a penny in the slot when the sign says engage.
Oh, you are disgraceful. I'm too big a man to condemn you for your jealousy maze. I've only got to look in the mirror to see why. And here's another one. Wasn't so this time. I'll send a special valentine to someone rather dear. If you don't pay the rent you owe, you'll go out on your ear. Oh, no. The landlord.
Ooh.
I'll treat that with the contempt it deserves. Stick it in the bathroom. Go on. Oh, still two more. This don't look like a valentine. It's a letter.
Nice. What is it, Kenny?
A job. Nice. I'm to be in the cabaret at tonight's Grand Royal Gala Deluxe St. Valentine's Day Ball.
Not in the Salvation Army hut again?
Yeah, no, it's in the Hotel de Splendide up west.
Hotel de Splendide?
A proper swanky place, I can tell you. You can't get a slice of bread and drip in there under 50p.
Oh!
Oh, the knobs will be there. It'll be my comeback for the big time.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Kenny.
Oh, now, what delights are in this last one? Oh, hello. It's a little gramophone record. Oh, look on the label. A Valentine message to Kenneth Williams.
Oh, now, unusual. We must play it.
Oh, yes, go wind up the gramophone. Right. I'll try and find the needle. Where do you put the needle? You've been using these needles men in your boots again, have you? Oh, here's one. Yeah, put it in. Oh, I wonder what it'll say. Put it down here.
Good morning, Miss Williams.
Oh, it's Big Brother.
Oh, will you be my valentine, my interfering friend? For this day, vengeance will be mine. You'll meet a sticky end. But may each other be happy and packed with mirth and glee. Because this day, large knot, thrilled one, is the last you'll ever see. Happy Valentine.
Horror.
I'm not having your end sticky, Kenny.
Not enough.
You've got to have protection.
I have. You're right, Meg. We'll go round to the Charles Prattle's office right away. We'll tell them about this.
Though I said my love, Tompkins, it is a first-class plan I've thought of. But time is of the essence.
Ah, Sir Charles, oh, such a humble thing to say.
Yes.
I kiss your hand.
William,
you are a knight and a noble man.
They get wet for each time, Tompkins.
Oh.
I'm sorry to come bursting in like this, Sir Charles, but it's a matter of life and death.
With a lot more death than life, actually. I've had a message from Big Brother threatening to kill me tonight.
Tonight?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, well, that's all right, then. Yes, you'll be able to do the job I've got for you first.
What job?
A job which could lead to the downfall of the entire brotherhood. It means you going to prison.
To prison?
As a convict.
A convict?
I can't.
Oh, no, Kenny, you can't. They'll crop it off.
They don't do that sort of thing nowadays, Maeve. Not for a first offence, I mean.
Never. Even your hair, I mean. You let the convict crop.
No, no. They're not touching my hair. It's all lovely and real. You can feel it. There's none of your implant there. Oh, no, I can't do it, Sir Charles. I won't do it.
That's why. Just calm down and listen. You won't be in prison any length of time. In fact, you'll be breaking out tonight.
Breaking out?
Yes.
Breaking out?
Explain, Tompkins.
Well, we've just arrested three dangerous men off the New York plane, Mr. Williams. The three top members of the dreaded execution gang.
Execution gang?
Yes.
What's that?
American mobsters, Mr. Williams. Gangsters.
No.
Imported into this country by Bra to carry out their dirty work.
Lucky we caught them in time, then. Look, what's this got to do with me going to prison?
Not just you, Williams. The three of us. You, Tompkins, and myself.
All of us?
Mm-hmm.
Bra are so anxious to have these men that they've arranged to get them out. Now, there's to be a big prison break tonight. Bra don't know the gang by sight, so we're taking their place.
But what good will that do?
We have been trying to locate Bra's secret headquarters for months, and that's where they'll be taking them. Once we have the location, we shall be able to smash them.
Very clever. I'd like to help the child. This other job tonight. Look, this marvelous job. I'm in the cabaret at the Grand Gala St. Valentine's Ball.
Not the Salvation Army hut again.
No! The Hotel des Splendides.
Oh, Lord, I always thought of that as a high-class place.
Thanks. So you see, as much as I would like to, I'm afraid I can't come.
Williams, your eyes seem to be avoiding that new portrait of Her Majesty which hangs over my desk.
Her Majesty? Her eyes seem to be following me all around the room. Yes, Sir Charles, you and her show me where my duty lies. Tell me what I've got to do.
Good man. I hate to ask you this, but how are you on American gangster impersonation?
Didn't I see angels with dirty faces twice round? Sure, Daddy Stinking Rat, I'm not going to die in a chair. Go on a table here for another chair. Do you want me to come and get me a couple?
I was thinking of something a little more up to date.
What do you mean?
Did you by any chance see that Marlon Brando picture?
Where'd I put the altered head in the bed? Oh, that's what I want to be, the head of the gang, the grandmother.
Godfather, you fool.
Oh, Do you mean the one that kept kissing all the other men?
That's right.
Oh, then I want to be him. I do.
I thought you would. Oh, and Williams, we have got to make certain we're noticed when we're in prison. So act tough, so they'll all know that the execution gang has arrived.
But don't worry, Sir Charles. Oh, dirty, stinking rats won't know what's hit 'em. I'm a Yankee, and
shut away from civilization, a wild animal. I want to see a woman again. Oh, the grass, the tree, the blue sky. I'm stir crazy here. I'm stir crazy.
We have only been here 5 minutes.
Five long minutes. Corporal Bra was going to contact us. Where are they? Where are they? Where? I'm not. Here. Who said that?
It's me, number 17895 in the next cell.
Ah,
are you Mike Ravioli?
I'll shoot the bum who says I ain't, and I shoot the rest of him as well.
Listen, I've got a message for you from Mr. Big.
From Mr. Big?
That'll be Big Brother, Mr. William.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your escape's all planned.
Ah.
There's a fast car waiting for you outside.
Now, but wait a minute. How do we get out?
Through the hole in the wall.
What hole in the wall? Yeah. How's that hole in the wall? Come on, Tompkins.
Charles, there we go.
Escape!
Well, Olaf, and how did the escape go?
All perfectly, Master. Exactly as you planned.
This perfection is becoming boring. Why can't I be fallible like ordinary mortals are? Well, there we are. The Americans outside.
Oh, yes, Master. Shall I bring them in?
No, wait. First, a little gangster disguise. The black silk shirt. The white tie. Snap-brimmed trilber. Toothpick.
Take which one you want.
Thank you. Toothpick to chew, and on the Humphrey Bogart twitch. How do I look, Blue Eyes?
Oh, wonderful, Master.
Smile when you say that. Play it again, Sam. This is your captain speaking.
Oh, that's brilliant, Master. That's Boggy Toothy.
Playing golf, are we? Oh, I see what you mean, yes. With the Brotherhood and the Execution Gang combined, we will have the underworld in our pockets. We will bring England to our knees in a matter of weeks.
A consummation devoutly to be wished, Master.
Sure, I've heard that somewhere before. But consummation cannot take place until the parties meet. So, show our guests in, Olaf.
This, Master. This way, gentlemen.
Allow me to introduce myself, gentlemen. I am Mr. Big.
Boston again.
But I am better known as Big Brother.
You may call me the Godfather. Excuse me if I don't kiss my weaker stomach.
Don Ravioli, Godfather. A pleasure.
So, Big Brother meets Big Godfather. We're both big. In my country, I am the head of the Raffia.
The Mafia.
Oh, God. Yeah. Excuse the poor English. This is a Fratelloni, my son-in-law, and the personal undertaker. He let the men out when the dead and the women
will...
He is a big of the belly, but a good man. He is a too much pasta. You know, he lacks...
Can I come out for a pizza, Papa?
No, you should have had one before you come. Here is my boy, Tompkins Eddie.
Pleased to meet you, Big Brother.
Yeah, we are honored to be in your house, Senor. But surely this is not your headquarters, your secret headquarters?
No, it isn't.
For we are not considered good enough for your headquarters. You offer a second-class accommodation in your hindquarters, eh? Ah, you treat us like bums, eh? You treat us like a bum.
Shall I kill him, Papa?
Well, what do you think of your own pleasure? Why not trust us, Big Brother? What's the matter, eh? Is it because I now give you the kiss?
trust, like respect, has to be earned, Godfather. Mm. Earn my trust by performing for me a certain service. Then you will share my secret headquarters and my plans for the future.
Well, what is it? Is a service?
I wish you to remove someone who is a suppurating wound on the face of the earth.
Ah, the head of the BBC, eh? We're not like a dirty joke. I make him an offer he can't refuse. That'd be a pleasure.
The horse's head in the bed, Pop.
The horse's head in the bed. All you can think of is the horse's head in the bed. What do we do with the rest of the horse, eh? That edgeless horse in the fridge for months. Dustman refused to take him away. Your mama complained.
This man I want you to kill.
Who is he?
He is not the head of the BBC.
Before I consider this thing, tell me. Are you a good man?
I hope so.
You go to the family?
Yes.
You look after them? You visit your mama?
Every week.
You buy the right return? Listen to the archers?
Of course.
I'm here, a good man. I'll kiss you.
What?
How do we kind of do business? I got art. That means it makes me sad to kill a man. I keep thinking about his wife, the bambino, a little hamster. What as we trust and love each other, I will do this thing. His name, please tell me his name.
It soils my lips to say it. The blue-nosed buffoon, Kenneth Williams. Are you all right, John Ravioli?
Excuse me, please. Sorry, what you ask is important.
Yeah, but what Potter means is we will gladly do this thing.
Do I?
Yes.
Excellent. Tonight he performs in the St. Valentine's Day cabaret at the Hotel de Splendide.
The Hotel de Splendide?
Yes, I can't understand it. It used to be a first-class hotel. Now, if you could shoot him dead at the start of his act, you will be doing both me and his audience a great favor. And when you have killed him, proceed directly to the car park, where my white Rolls Royce will be waiting to take you to my secret headquarters. Until then, my friends, arrivederci.
What do you mean, calm down? How can I calm down? I've got to be shot dead in half an hour, and you say calm
we
down.
We won't shoot you dead, Mr. Williams.
What do you mean you won't shoot?
Only if all else fails.
Thanks.
It's quite simple, Mr. Williams. We'll shoot you with these guns.
Oh, but they look real.
Yes, that's because they are real.
Oh.
But we'll have blank cartridges in.
Oh, yes.
Goodness.
Now, these are the real bullets.
Those are the real.
And these are the black.
Those are the black. Or is it the other way around?
Never mind the important details. You see the plan, William? We fire the blanks and you die a ghastly death.
A ghastly death?
Yes, and knowing you, it will be a ghastly one.
Thank you very much.
Now, to
take it out.
A touch of gruesome realism. We have an extra refinement. Have you the appliance, Miss Gibbs?
Here it is, Sir Charles.
I never use appliances. No, honestly, I don't want
to. Now, we don't want to waste the false blood, so I filled it with water for testing purposes.
What is it? It looks like a hot water bottle.
It's a blood spurting bag. We borrowed it from a film studio.
No.
You slip it under your shirt, and as the bullets are fired, you pull this string and it spurts out blood.
Oh, that's it. Oh.
Yes, here, I'll fit it on for you.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, you never lifted my shirt out before. Here, listen, Miss Gibbs, I've had a thought. If I'm Kenneth Williams dead on the stage, how can I turn up in the car park as Don Ravioli? If I'm supposed to be...
How did I cover that point, Tompkins?
The dummy, Sir Charles.
Oh,
Maisie has gone to Madame Tussauds to borrow a waxwork of Mr. Williams. The ambulance man will carry it out on a stretcher while Mr. Williams changes into his ravioli makeup.
Oh, I didn't know Madame Tussauds had done me. Oh, well, it's a good plan, isn't it, Sir Charles? Now, how do I make this bag thing work?
Well, you just pull the string.
Pull the string.
Oh, done it. Spurt out. Look.
It's all coming.
I just got the wax work in time. They were going to melt it down for Bridget Bardot's left chest. Kay!
What?
You know what? You should be thoroughly ashamed of yourself.
What, this? I'm just spurting out water, mate.
See what you're doing? You always blame that poor cat at home.
You fool. It's a blood spurter. The blood comes out of this bag. It's for my bullet hole when I die.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kenny. It's an actual mistake, though.
Yes, thing. Well, Miss Gibbs, it does seem to work. So perhaps you'd better fill it up now with the blood.
Yes, very well, Miss Gibbs.
Real blood. You'll put plenty in. I'm a liberal bleeder.
They call you the complete opposite. bought it in the pub last night, Kenny.
Shut your mouth, please. We'll never get there if we don't hurry. I'm going to give my fans at the Hotel de Splendide a performance they'll never forget.
And now welcome to your St. Valentine's Day cabaret at the Hotel de Splendide, ladies and gentlemen. And now, without further ado, I would like to introduce the star of our show. And here he is with his famous catchphrase, shut that door.
Yeah, it's not me. I'm the one with the funny walk.
Oh, blimey, we booked the wrong one. Anyway, here he is, Mr. Blue Nose himself. Kenneth Williams!
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for your standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen. From the sophisticated world of showbiz, I would like to give you a few of my up-to-date impressions, starting with Miss Nellie Wallace. Oh, the rough good starving night, and the moon was shining bright, by the old rustic bridge, by the beer.
Please get yours, you blue nose rat.
They've got me.
He's not a bit like Nellie Wallace.
I'm going. Goodbye, Piccadilly. Farewell, Leicester Square.
He's flogging it to death, Tompkins.
It's all right, sir. He's down.
I hear the angels calling.
Oh, Lord, he's up again.
I'm going. Oh.
He's gargling. No, he's not, sir. It's the death rattle.
Mr. Williams, pull the cord.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's too strong. It's like an ornamental fountain. What a farce.
They've taken the waxwork in the ambulance, Sir Charles. It looked most impressive.
Where's Williams? They'll get fed up waiting for us in the car park. Kiddies, hurry up.
How is my death scene?
It was diabolic.
Oh, as good as that.
Take this and slip it in your pocket.
What is it?
The radio homing device.
Oh.
When we get to Big Brother's headquarters, switch it off. The girls and the police will home in on the signal. Now, there's Big Brother. Now, come on.
Right.
Is it much further, Big Brother?
No, another. Well, and how did it go, gentlemen?
A little favor you ask me has been granted.
Your words are music.
Oh, I didn't know a thing as well as that.
You did can't. He die slowly?
It seemed to go on for hours.
Why have we turned off the road?
Because we are nearing our destination. Any cars following you, sir?
No, master.
Then stop here. All out, please, gentlemen.
Hey, I don't understand. This is just open ground. Where is your headquarters?
You are acquainted with the phrase being taken for a ride, gentlemen.
I don't understand. What is it?
This,
what?
Mr. Williams, is the end of the line.
Williams? Why do you call me Williams? I know, Keith, if you call me Williams.
Promises will get you nowhere. Let us not trifle. You are Kenneth Williams. The fat gentleman is Sir Charles Prattle. His companion is Tompkins. And the game, I'm afraid, is up.
This piece of waste ground is not entirely devoid of human occupancy, though. Look around.
Three men with machine guns.
Precisely, the real execution gang.
You swan.
We sprung them from jail barely 20 minutes ago.
The real gang? But how?
How did I know you were fakes? Well, call me a sentimental old fool if you like.
Yeah, how old are we?
Mind your own business. But I could not let Mr. Williams die without having a ringside seat.
You wicked
man. Well, there are too few things to make us laugh in this life, so I didn't want to miss a second of his dying moments. You're not the only one with many voices, you know, Mr. Williams. Welcome to Cabaret Time, ladies and gentlemen.
You, the compere?
Is there no limit to my versatility? When I lifted up the blood-stained sheet for my last look at your bullet-ridden body, I did not get that pleasurable thrill, that sudden zing. And looking closer, I saw it was a wax dummy, so I put two and two together. But all's well that ends well. Instead of killing, we are going to have three. Some Valentine's Day just isn't some Valentine's Day without its massacre, is it? And I don't think we should let these old customs die. Just take those shovels and get over by the wall.
Shovels?
You don't mind digging your own grave, do you? We've got our best suits on. We don't want to mess them up.
We've got our best suits on.
Yes, but ours are not going to be riddled with machine gun bullets, and yours are. Now, come along,
Pete. You do what he says, William. We've got to pay for time until the girls and the police get here.
All right.
How are you, Jim? I've nearly finished mine.
I've got a bit more to dig than you.
Oh. No sign of the girls yet, Sir Charles.
I can't understand it. They should have been here a long time ago. You did switch the homing device on, all right, didn't you, William?
Oh, homing. Oh, I knew there was something. I forgot. Oh, there, I've
you
done it.
Fool, it's
done it
now. Too late.
I've done
Big
it.
Brother's coming over.
Deep enough, I think, gentlemen.
No, Sir Charles has to go down at least another foot, you see, otherwise his belly will poke out over the top. You understand?
We shall have to take.
No, look.
Over to the wall, gentlemen.
Wait.
Well, Williams, here's another fine mess you've got.
Well, I so didn't know you had to switch it on.
Stop this noise and get up against the wall.
No,
ready
for
the machine guns, men.
But I wonder how close the girls are.
I'm doing 29 now, miss. There's a 30-mile-per-hour speed limit, you know.
Would you like a blindfold, Mr. Williams?
No, thank you.
I wanted to spare you from seeing the smile on my face.
Hurry, driver! Men's lives are at stake!
I can't help that, miss. I'll get a severe reprimand if I exceed the limit.
Take aim!
Sir Charles, it's the police! They're just in time!
I'm sorry to be a killjoy, Mr. Williams, but not just in time, just too late.
Tompkins?
Yes, thanks. It looks as if the child has fainted, though.
What?
Sir Charles.
What? Where am I?
Hello, Sir Charles.
Obviously not in heaven. So they've missed us. Where's Big Brother and the execution gang?
They got away, Sir Charles.
Got away? I hold you responsible for this, Tompkins. That stupid plan of yours. And we've lost the execution gang as well. I shall tell the Prime Minister. I followed your plan only under the severest protest.
But the execution gang didn't escape, Sir Charles. They're on their way back to New York under police escort. Those men firing at us were our own men, planted in prison in case this happened. The bullets were blank.
Our own men?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. It all comes back to me exactly as I planned it.
I think the Prime Minister ought to know exactly where the credit's due, don't you, Tompkins?
Oh, well,
don't you agree, William? What do you
after
mean?
After all, we're a team, and credit falls on us equally. What do you say if we all forget about this and, at my expense, have a slap-up St. Valentine's Day celebration?
You've made us an offer we can't refuse.
Yes. Have you got the luncheon vouchers, Tompkins?
You've got a burger and arm on your side.
Kenneth Williams, Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Aubrey Woods, Caroline Blakiston, Leslie Heritage, and Don Hollis in the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Also involved were Robin Brown and Sam Dastor. The series is written by R.D. Wingfield and produced by Keith Williams.